Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, one person has been hospitalised following a crash in Letterkenny earlier. A security alert in Strabane has been declared a hoax. The Taoiseach has rejected claims scientific evidence has not been considered in the development of the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. Letterkenny Retail Park has been sold in a deal with global investment firm Investcorp. And a man has been seriously injured in an attack by two teenagers in Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore, followed by Nuach with Colm Fersher. First news though, one person has been hospitalised following a crash in Letterkenny this afternoon. The two vehicle collision occurred shortly after 2 o'clock in the Lurgy Brack area. Gardaí say the person's injuries are not believed to be life threatening. The road has since reopened. The Clonabogan Road, meanwhile, in Omagh has been closed in both directions following a serious crash this afternoon. Motorists are advised to avoid the area and seek alternative routes. No further details are available at this time. A security alert in Strabane has been declared a hoax. Police and ammunition technical officers were deployed after a report of the discovery of a suspicious object on the bridge on Bradley Way at around 10 o'clock this morning. A public safety operation was implemented as a result. The object has been taken away for further examination and the area has fully reopened. Local councillor Jason Barr has highlighted those responsible for today's disruption.
I do totally condemn this. I would imagine, and my own belief, that they've done this to try and disrupt 12 people travelling to the 12th on buses through the bypass to disrupt their journey today. But the people who've done this need to realise the bigger picture, that they're disrupting their own community. They're disrupting their own Strabane town, their own businesses within the town, and this has to be totally condemned.
Whenever so much effort's gone into securing peace and trying to live in a new world, it is disappointing that this would happen on a day like today.
Correct. You're 100% correct on it. It definitely is. And the amount of work that has been trying to build peace, especially on border communities. And then you have small minority people that try to bring us into the past. But then people are not wanted. They're not supported. And they need to realise that. They need to realise that pretty quickly, that the people of Strabane town, people of Lifford, do not want this on their doorstep. And these people need to take a long, hard look at themselves and leave what they're doing.
The Taoiseach has rejected claims scientific evidence has not been considered in the development of the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. Articles published by the Ditch this week have revealed advice from the Attorney General Paul Gallagher included warnings that compensation for homeowners would lead to significant abuses of the scheme. Simon Harris told the 9 till noon show earlier that the advice is simply advice and not hard rules. He says there are elements that must be taken into consideration when putting together a redress scheme.
The first thing I want to say is, because this is important, there's a scheme in place and people are benefiting from the scheme now. And there's an urgency to the scheme because people are living in the most horrific situation. It's a very large scheme of taxpayers' money to try and right a wrong, and it's the right thing we're doing. There are other suggestions, though, that people have brought forward. You know, can you access interest-free loans? What if I want to pass on, you know, if I sell on the home, should the benefit not be attached to the home rather than the home owner? There's an issue that was raised in the Dáil in recent weeks now around childcare facilities being affected. So government has given a commitment now that we need to work with the Department of Children to try and come up with a way of supporting a childcare facility, because it must be truly terrifying to have your child in a facility that is, you know, is potentially crumbling.
Okay, but the advice and even the scheme itself seems about limiting costs now and not following the science.
But I would reject out of hand the idea that we're not following science in relation to this. Everything we do has to be grounded in standards and has to be grounded in the work of the NSAI as well. Of course, every government in every issue, no matter how worthy, has to look at the issue in terms of the exchequer, the ability for it to be sustainable, of course, all of those things. You know, I go to meetings every single day, and whether it's health spending, whether it's housing, whether it's, you know, the budget, there's parameters, of course, for every single scheme, no matter how worthy. We all know that, and I think people appreciate that.
Well, in the aftermath of the revelations contained in the Ditch this week, Minister Charlie McConlogue says the government and cabinet are fully committed to the rollout of the grant scheme. The Agriculture Minister says work is ongoing to increase the maximum grant available under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. There is a provision that allows the cost cap to be increased by a maximum of 10% annually, which if granted would see the overall cap increase to €462,000. Minister McConlogue has echoed the sentiments of the Taoiseach and says it is the outcome that matters as opposed to legal advice.
The government will always get legal advice from its legal advisers, but I, as a government minister, cabinet minister from Donegal, I have been sitting at the cabinet table throughout the process of the development of this legislation, and it ultimately is the cabinet ministers who are elected who actually decide on the scheme. And what we have delivered as a cabinet has been a really, really strong scheme which has addressed the issues which were in place, and also now stepping out the different parties, including most recently the Sustainable Energy Authority grant as well of €37,000 and the delivery of that. That's the track record of the government. And now my focus over the next month, by the end of this month as well, is to work with the Department of Housing and the Minister for Housing to seek to get the 10% increase in the cap, which if that can be secured, would increase the overall cap in the scheme to €462,000, for example, and taken alongside then the SEAI grants would mean that there would then be €499,000 available, maximum available for the rebuilding of a home. So there's massive work and massive commitment from the government, massive genuine commitment from the cabinet. And while there will always be legal advice, it's actually the outcome which actually speaks. And while not everybody will be happy with every aspect of the scheme, I, as a Donegal cabinet minister, have been in there making sure that homeowners' voices have been heard right throughout the process of the delivery of the scheme. I continue to do that, and I'm absolutely clear that all of the cabinet are really committed to delivering a scheme and rolling out the scheme in a way that will effectively support homeowners across the county and indeed across the country as well.
The Taoiseach just says Joe Biden has made it clear he's running for president. Micheál Martin says he isn't worried about errors the US president made at a NATO summit in Washington last night. Joe Biden called Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky President Putin by mistake before confusing Donald Trump with his own vice president Kamala Harris. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the matter of Joe Biden being fit to run for president is up to himself.
There's an election campaign underway. We don't embroil ourselves in election campaigns in other countries, but being a good friend of Ireland, we all say things from time to time in interviews and so on like that, so I don't worry too much about those kind of errors. He's running. That's a matter for the president himself and the Democratic Party, but he's clear. He's running. He has the delegates, so that's the position.
Letterkenny Retail Park has been sold in a deal with global investment firm Investcorp. This is the company's first transaction in Ireland and its first retail warehouse deal in Europe. Investcorp is a global manager of alternative investment products for private and institutional clients. The company says the deal, which includes the acquisition of Deer Park Retail Park in Killarney, is a significant milestone in the expansion of their growing real estate portfolio across Europe. A man has been seriously injured in an attack by two teenagers in Derry. The man in his 60s was attacked in the Guildhall Square area at around 20 past 7 yesterday evening. He was taken to hospital for treatment. Police arrested the two teenage boys at the scene on suspicion of grievous bodily harm. They've since been released on bail to allow for further inquiries. Police are appealing to anyone with information to contact them. New Senator Nikki Bradley says she wants to share people's stories in her new role. On Wednesday, the Donegal native was appointed by Taoiseach Simon Harris to succeed Regina Doherty, who was elected to the European Parliament. The disability activist says there are a number of issues that will be top of her agenda going forward.
I am very passionate about a number of different topics, and being from Donegal, and I know it's been mentioned a number of times this morning on the show, I will be 100%, and before I agreed to this nomination, before I accepted it, I should say, I sat down with the Taoiseach and I discussed the defective blocks issue. My own family have been affected by this. Almost all of my friends have. I don't think I know a single person that hasn't in some way been affected. And yes, other counties are coming out. You know, that there's more data being released that other counties are being affected. But we need to keep that voice strong that Donegal has been, in my opinion, hit the worst. We've seen the pictures. We've seen families last Christmas in caravans. Like, I think we need to be getting more visuals out there. We need to be getting more personal stories. That's something I would like to do. Maybe that's my small, like, you know, when I'm still learning all the facts, what I can be doing is meeting with individuals and sharing their stories, because people relate to people.
Yeah. Fine Gael obviously are planning for an election. You know, there is speculation that this is really a stepping stone to us, a run for Fine Gael as an election candidate. We know Deputy Joe McHugh stepping down. He's not going to reverse that decision.
What I will say right now is never say never. You know, I'm not saying either way, but if it's an option, who knows?
The Women of Honour group has once again hit out at what it calls a culture of victim destruction within the Defence Forces. The group had campaigned for the Tribunal of Inquiry into alleged bullying and sexual misconduct, which was set up last month. The issue came into focus again after a serving soldier pleaded guilty to attacking Natasha O'Brien in Limerick 2 years ago. It subsequently emerged that 68 serving members are either currently before the courts or were recently convicted of crimes ranging from drugs offences to physical assault and sexual offences. Woman of Honour spokesperson, retired Captain Diane Byrne, believes bad behaviour is tolerated within the Defence Forces.
There is a pattern of victim destruction, removal of a victim for speaking out because they are considered the problem. What has happened isn't considered the issue. It's speaking out is considered the issue.
The number of deaths on Irish roads so far this year has risen to 102. The latest, a man aged in his 70s in Kerry who passed away yesterday evening. It's led to the launch of a new RSA campaign to tackle dangerous driving activities. South Donegal Deputy Mark McSharry says an analysis of serious crashes should be carried out. He believes it could see a better deployment of road safety resources.
Two things that I'd consider. I'd like to see an analysis of all the accidents and fatalities because there's an awful lot of them at night or in the early hours of the morning. I don't think the speed vans are around then. So while I agree, if there could be more Gardaí, great, but maybe public order and other stuff is then busy at that time of night. But I think the speed vans, if they're going to be deployed, they need to be deployed all the time. The other thing, we need to get in the habit of putting our mobile phones into the boot before we get in to drive our cars. Mm. You know, I wonder how many fatal accidents where somebody, the phone buzzed, they're checking a text message.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Now stocking the Donegal GAA Western Range at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with Gaelic games, and manager Jim McGuinness has made one change to the Donegal lineup for Sunday's All-Ireland semi-final meeting with Galway. Jack McKelvey has been handed a first championship start this campaign and just a second start this year. The Naoimh Connell man comes into the half-forward line in place of Conor O'Donnell, who appears to have picked up an injury as the Cairn Donoghue is not included in the match day 26. Jason McGee is named among the substitutes and may feature against Galway at Croke Park. Kieran Thompson and Michael Langan will start at midfield. Galway, meanwhile, have named an unchanged side from the one that started in their victory over Dublin. And Donegal and Galway will be live on Highland this Sunday. Join Oisin Kelly, Martin McHugh and Brendan Devaney for coverage from 3:30 ahead of the 4 o'clock throw-in, and that's in association with Highland Motors. Meanwhile, a former All-Ireland winning Donegal star Tony Boyle believes that Donegal can get past Galway, but he is expecting a tight affair.
I'm very, very nervous about it, but I think it's... I'm nervous in the fact that at the start of the year, you know, Jim coming back was brilliant, and you were thinking, we see what Jim does in year one and can he get to year and three. So we want, as I said, delighted to be back in Division One. Next thing we want Ulster. I'm more nervous now because we're 70 minutes away from the biggest day and we've not been there too often. You're 70 minutes away from an All-Ireland final. So probably a wee bit more nervous. That's where the nerves coming from. I think Galway are a decent side. The physicality and the very good forwards. But what Jim's done this year, what the boys have done this year, Jim is just he has that magic touch, and he's had his 2 weeks now to plan for Galway. I think it's going to be tight. I hope it's not. I hope we canter through and it'll be brilliant. But I think it will be tight. But Donegal by three.
Donegal by three. I think a lot of people would settle for that. Tony was speaking on last night's Score programme, which was broadcast live from Jim McGuinness's hometown club, Naoimh Connell in Glenties, and the full programme is available in the sports section of the Highland Radio website. And the first semi-final, of course, takes place tomorrow with Kerry facing Armagh. Now, closer to home, there's All-County Football League action this evening and tomorrow. A couple of games on in Division 2 this evening. Clonmacnoise against Milford and St. Noel's against Termon, and the various relegation and promotion issues will be resolved in a number of those divisions. There's also action in the Senior Hurling Championship this evening. Setanta take on St. Eunan's and Burt meet McCool's. In the Intermediate Hurling Championship, it's Muncrana against Unlow and Carndonagh against Eirua. And in the Junior Hurling Championship, St. Eunan's meet Fourmasters and Letterkenny Gaels are in action against Burt. All those games scheduled for 8 o'clock this evening. And in the All-Ireland Junior Football Championship, London meet USGAA at 7 o'clock this evening in Abbottstown. That's after the first of the semi-finals there. New York and Warwickshire is on as we speak. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps have confirmed the signing of winger Gavin Gilmore, who has put pen to paper following a successful trial period at Finn Park. Gilmore came through the Galway United Academy before signing with Athlone Town and most recently played with his local club, Athenry. And there's a full round of fixtures in the First Division this evening. Among the game's leaders, Cork City hosts fourth place Finn Harps at Turner's Cross. Former Harps player and manager Anthony Gorman feels it will be tough for Harps, but Darren Murphy will have them well prepared.
Obviously, you're facing a daunting task of playing the league leaders unbeaten at home, and with only one defeat all season. And they don't concede many goals as well, Chris, and only 9 conceded all year. But in saying that, Finn Harps are quite a mean defence themselves. Like, they've only conceded 24 goals. But the problem, obviously, is they've only scored 24 as well. So, listen, it is a daunting task, but I'm sure that if Darren will begin preparing the players, you know, try and get them stay in the game as long as possible, and you never know what might happen.
And that game has a 7:45 p.m. start. There'll be updates on Highland this evening with Trevor Welch. Elsewhere, Athlone meet Longford Bray, go to Kerry, UCD host Treaty United, and Wexford play Clove Ramblers. With Shelburne and Derry City both in European action last night, there's a restricted Premier Division programme this evening. Waterford are away to Galway. Oriel Park hosts the Louth derby clash of Dundalk and Drogheda. And Bohemians welcome Sligo Rovers to Dalymount. Well, it was a mixed night for the League of Ireland clubs in Europe last night. Derry City were in Gibraltar and suffered a big setback as they lost 2-0 against Bruno's Magpies. Derry manager Rory Higgins was hugely disappointed with the result and performance and felt for the fans who had made the costly trip.
I apologise to the supporters that travelled because that's... I really, really feel for them and getting stick at full time and I'll take it. It's part of it and they're right. And they're the ones that I really feel for because it's not cheap to get out here and we've done them a real, real, real disservice.
Meanwhile, Donegal's Mark Coyle was on target as Shelburne beat St. Joseph's, also from Gibraltar, 2-1 in the first leg of their UEFA Conference League qualifier at Talca Park. The Republic of Ireland women's national team are back in Euro 2025 qualifier action this evening. Eileen Gleeson's side take on European champions England at Carrow Road. That is at 8 o'clock. Donegal's Tyler Toland and Amber Barrett are in the squad. Captain Katie McCabe misses out through suspension. In athletics, 4 Donegal athletes and 1 from Derry will travel with the Irish team to Slovakia on Monday to compete in the Under 18 European Championships. It's Ethan Dewhurst from Tyrconnell, Cuiva Gallen of Lifford Strabane, Cranford's Keelan McFadden, Aaron Friel of Letterkenny AC, and Derry's Connor Kelly. The team coach is Neil Martin and Dermot McGranahan. The team manager is Neil Martin and Dermot McGranahan is the coach. Meanwhile, the Olympic Federation of Ireland has officially selected the athletics team who are set to compete at the Olympic Games in Paris this summer. So Tyrconnell's Kelly McGrory and Finn Valley's Mark English, as expected, will be there. And Letterkenny's Theresa McDade, the team manager. In tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz is through to the men's singles final at Wimbledon on Sunday. He came from a set down to beat fifth seed Daniil Medvedev in 4 sets. Alcaraz will play either Novak Djokovic or Lorenzo Musetti. Their semi-final is just underway. And Rory McIlroy is slowly reeling in Ludvig Åberg on day 2 of the Scottish Open. McIlroy has moved to 9 under par, with Åberg the clubhouse leader on 12 under. Leona Maguire looks like missing the cut at the fourth women's major of the year, the Evian Championship. Back-to-back rounds of 72 leave the Cavan golfer on two over par, two shots beneath the projected cut mark. And finally, in cycling, Jasper Philipsen claimed his second stage win at this year's Tour de France. He pipped his fellow Belgian Wout van Aert to the line in the sprint into Po, and helped by the withdrawal of Primoz Roglic, Ireland's Ben Healy is now up to 14th in the general classification. Tadej Pogačar preserved his 1 minute 6 second lead in yellow. And that is your Friday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. For weather now, mostly cloudy this evening with limited bright or sunny spells. Patchy light rain or drizzle will develop with lowest temperatures tonight of 10 to 12 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. One person has been hospitalised following a crash in Letterkenny this afternoon. The two-vehicle collision occurred shortly after 2 o'clock in the Lurgybrack area. A security alert in Strabane has been declared a hoax. Police and ammunition technical officers were deployed after a report of the discovery of a suspicious object on the bridge on Bradley Way at around 10 o'clock this morning. The Taoiseach has rejected claims scientific evidence has not been considered in the development of the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. Articles published by The Ditch this week have revealed advice from the Attorney General Paul Gallagher included warnings that compensation for homeowners would lead to significant abuses of the scheme. And Letterkenny Retail Park has been sold in a deal with global investment firm Investcor. This is the company's first transaction in Ireland and its first retail warehouse deal in Europe. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Jim and Natasha of Colm Ferriter and Shaw. Shoulder Grace and Gaelic na Harnilla, Pobli and Chacton Shaw. Le Blianta Anuas, Tabaru, Tarkat, Erlean Nanini at a torch free cursi, Alunas Gaelige, San Arnil of Arnil Pobli, Staharic Sul, Gomedohart, and Grace an Ur, Jeshina Shalvi Hachanga, the scholarly Tivamidan Shomaranga, Tan Grace and Grace and Gaelige Bunkai e Bio Anish Erlina. Tam Wenu Santa Sakadi hid the Abraha Capital Ellen Geltakta Hunanal, Jirahar and Harrogate, Shonskadal Riachtanaha, Bonniger, Le Ellen Aaron Moore, August Ellen Horry, a grunt Yakid Gulyai, Milioro Ataru. Ta Luhur Changet Chi, a Ranog the Hodge Glorning Gale, Falta occur of Irahish, Da Hishmohori. Gotta be Angelica Changa Chi Saku na will Pwesh Chi Saku Frastal Gael Skull. August Gorwilo Frastal Kursa Con Gaelige Saku Hen Yosu to Gaholus Egg Glornigale Bunk IE. Tad Skim na Brentish Udras Nigeltuk to Fihafius Kahar Oskal to Foster Lahai Irish Ta and Skim Jiriha Erini Oga August Folomori Fasta Arin Ata Eg Eri Garam Fjunta a Arbert Sigiltakt is few suas le ye vile euro na scholarakti August Ta and Skim Jiriha Irahori a willin skull Fuaka Aku August at Bawilo for Kaliakt Frontisha a Winchama August Tagahola Sigudurus Nigiltakta. August ta chranacher more fogarha mar farched on skim realty sauri the hodge lorlan chondagun anal, la dushin August Brontanish, a toga ma de fwashti, a ta clariha fwin skim the lin and tauri. August ta jilahan shan lor ober egg an chranog, August lanhi she arai, guji a dog lug, tronona amara. Shinny Mochage Eligulier Slanagus.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, July the 12th. The death has taken place of Michael McKinney, formerly of Moville. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Mary Riley, née Lafferty, formerly of Castle Finn, Ashbrook, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence. House strictly private at the request of the deceased, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Castle Finn Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Con MacDiad funeral directors. The death has taken place of Roisin Aslop, 29 Glenpatrick Park, Ballybuffet. Roisin's funeral will leave her home in Glenpatrick Park at 10:15 tomorrow morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, Glenfinn, with burial afterwards in Kilwura Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The house is strictly private to family only. And the death has taken place of Patsy O'Hagan, 46 Main Street, Plumbridge. Patsy's remains are reposing at his late residence until 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:25, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Plumbridge, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time only, please, on the morning of the funeral. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.